saying that God was the blood. And God was the blood for me. Then when I was lost and died upon the cross, I know it was the blood for me.
I'm Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, we worship you, Lord. We worship you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. I just want to say a wee word quickly that I wouldn't know the way this wasn't on, but I couldn't, my life been heavy. I couldn't straighten myself up last night. Couldn't even hardly walk. I don't know, stick. Had to carry all the stuff to get up to stand on my feet. Couldn't hardly do it. Didn't know how I was going to walk out of here this morning. Well, when he said, don't go. But I was determined to come.
Amen. Hallelujah!
Amen. I was determined to come.
Thank you, Jesus.
And the power of God has touched me this morning.
Amen. Hallelujah!
I'm testifying for what he's done.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. You know the Psalm of the Bishop says in verse 17, I shall not die.
Glory.
But live. But I want to say this, God has never changed. Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today and forever. May the God pour out his Spirit upon everyone this morning. I tell you, if you've never been baptized in the Holy Ghost, you start seeking God.
Amen.
You start asking God for the infilling of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Father God, we bow in this house this
morning.
Lord, we realize that you are the God of Abraham.
His name. What shall I say unto them? And God said,
heaven. Father, I pray for my dad, from the crown of his head to the soles of his feet. May he know the healing power of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, for all others, Lord, that need your touch, may they know the healing power of Jesus Christ today. Father, bless your word now to their hearts. In Jesus Christ's name, amen. Amen. You may be seated. Praise God. Before I read you this, this is like a visionary dream that this person had. And I guess I'm a dreamer. I've always been a dreamer. Many times I don't hear people, I'm dreaming, I'm away dreaming. But doing things, dreaming. And I don't know if that's good or bad, but a lot of God's servants are dreamers. Joseph was a dreamer and a visionary. And many of the servants of the Lord are dreamers and visionaries. The title this morning of my message is Jesus Christ the Great I Am or the Great I Was? That's the question. Is it the Great I Am or the Great I Was? Now listen to this. As this dear person waited on the Lord for the service, and this came to them. And I know it's quite a lengthy reading, but I felt led to bring it and let you hear it. Shut in my closet of prayer today with my Bible and the Spirit my guide. And use a while all its pages, then pray for the world with its throngs, who in teeming millions walk through this life in need of the Great I Am. As I ponder and pray in the stillness, I dream as a dreamer of dreams, as a steeple church stands before a church with open doors. Within, I see the preacher stand, hear his voice in earnest call. But 'tis the throng that blows through the streets outside that holds my anxious gaze. Pitter-pat, pitter-pat, say the hundreds and thousands of feet surging the church doors o'er the land. Pitter-pat, pitter-pat, hurrying multitudes of business and pleasure bent. From out the church doors floats the voice of the pastor and the evangelist in an effort to halt the downing, rushing throng in their headlong race toward destruction and attract their attention to the Christ. Stop, stop, get a thong, surging by like a river. Take your eyes from the bright lights of the guide way. They cry, leave the paths of death. Enter an open door and listen while we tell you the sweet, though ancient story of the Great I Was. Now you're going to have to follow to get the point of this. Eloquently, instructively, we will tell you of the great, the wonderful power Christ used to have. We will tell you of the miracles he used to perform, the sick he used to heal. 'Tis a graphic and blessed history of those things which Jesus did almost 1900 years ago. Before or you were born, they happened far, far across the sea, which you never sailed, in a country which you never seen, among people you never known. Wonderful, marvelous was the power that used to flow from the Great I Was. He used to open the blinded eyes, unstop the deaf ears, and make the lame to walk. He used to show forth such mighty works and even manifest them through his followers that the attention of the multitudes were arrested and gripped in such an irresistible way that thousands were brought and storming at his door of mercy to receive blessing and healing at his hand. Of course, these mighty works Christ used to do are done no longer for some reason. Perhaps Jesus is too far away or too busy making intercession at the Father's throne to be bothered with such little things as the physical infirmities of his children. Else, or maybe, those mighty works were only done to convince the doubters in the day, since we have no doubters today. Question mark. In the settled day and age, the miraculous has passed away and is no longer necessary. At any rate, the fact remains that the signs and wonders which once declared should accompany his preached word, Mark 16, are seen no longer. The power he once displayed, still the power of his majesty and love is coming to destroy the works of the devil, flashed and fled through the gloom like the lightnings around Mount Sinai, and now dark, cold, dead. And as for the visible manifestation of his power, we are left desolate, as though the light which once shone in the darkness is has gone out. Come, come, this attractive feast on Headingley. Sinners, turn now from your Sunday golf, fishing, theatres and movies. Come enter our doors that I may tell you the story of the great I was. And the power that used to be. But pit-a-pat, pit-a-pat, oh, go on the thousands of feet, on to the movie and on to the dance and on to the office and the club and the pub. Pit-a-pat, pit-a-pat. Why did you stop your wayward feet? Do you not know that you are headed for sorrow? Why is it that the theatre is overflowing? White pews are empty and bars. And bar, sorry, pews are empty and bar. Pit-a-pat, pit-a-pat. Oh, stop a moment. The maddening, ceaseless pattering of multitudes of feet. Tell me why you should take such interest in the world about you and show such lethargy, carelessness, and lack of activity, interest in my story of the great I was and the power he used to have. The great I was, the power he used to have that he used to do. Why is it that the people grow enthusiastic over the ball game, the boxing, the movies, the dance? Why we see revival of no interest turning to Christ? On and on they go, paying no heed, neither turning their eye from the glittering Bibles beyond. Why is it, dear Spirit of God, I ask? They do not listen to that dear brother call. They do not even are interested in the power of Christ used to have. Instead, in a steady stream, they pass by the church and leap the world of grim realities and the problem which they must face. Pitter-patter, pitter-patter. There are young feet, old feet, light feet, heavy feet, glad feet, lonely, groping feet, straight feet, sick feet, crippled feet. And they pass a message and somehow tangle up in their pattering which raises from the cobblestones like a mighty throwing from the heart of the world. 'Tis not so much what Christ used to do for the world in answer to prayer as bygone days. They seem to say, but where is his power now? And what can he do today? Oh yes, sigh the crippled feet from the pavement. We're not so vividly interested in sick. He used to heal the limbs he used to make straight and strong. Of course, we're glad to know that somewhere, sometimes in the distant past, Christ healed the sick in a far off land. But we live in the great day of all me. We're very worn and weary. We yearn for healing, hope and strength today. We stand in need of succor now. But you say these mighty provisions for the healing of the body as well as the soul which Christ promised in his word. And I tell you, is that our preaching? Is that our belief today? Do we believe in the Christ of the I was, or do we believe in the Christ of the I am? My Bible doesn't teach me where Christ that I was, but my Bible teaches me I am. Amen. I am. Hebrews 13 and 8, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Malachi 3, verse 6, I am the Lord thy God, I change not. Amen. I tell you, we need to preach a Christ that's real today. We need to preach a Jesus that can heal us. We need to believe God can protect us from COVID-19, and if one of us takes it, that God will heal us from it. We need to be like the children of Israel that were facing the fiery furnace, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They never believed in the I was, but they believed in I am. Amen. Their testimony was, we know that furnace can burn us, we know that furnace can destroy us, but we are believing God. Sure, but when you've done all that and you've failed, what are you going to do then? And I tell you, many places it has failed, but Jesus Christ is the answer. Amen. Jesus Christ was the answer to Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego when they threw them into that fiery furnace. Abednego from the midst of the fire. I am. And another king looked in and he said, surely the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, he is gone. Come forth from the fire, ye servants of the Most High God. And they came forth from the midst of the burning fiery furnace. And my Bible tells me that there wasn't even the smell of smoke upon their bodies. I tell you, when Daniel, who was God's servant, was praying, and Daniel prayed three times a day, we sing the song, Daniel was a man of prayer daily. He prayed three times. Daniel prayed three times a day, and it was going to cost him his life because they watched him and they spied upon him. And those of his enemies made a decree and they took it before the king, and they said that no man can ask the petition, O king, save of thee. But we have found a fellow and he's praying to another God other than you. And they set a plot against Daniel, and they set the plot against Daniel so he'd be thrown alive into the den of lions. And Daniel was taken, and Daniel was thrown into the den of lions, and a stone was rolled over the entrance, and those lions were in there. And I tell you, but Daniel believed in the I am, not the I was. The I was would have been no use to Daniel. He would have been eaten. But Daniel was serving the I am.
Amen.
Not the I was. And I believe God sent his angel into those den of lions, and I know I tell him this, and I'm never changing it. He just looked straight at them and he said, don't even breathe on them. You're finished. I'm telling you. And those lions, they couldn't even mark Daniel, they couldn't even touch Daniel. And our old king, the Bible says, fasted and prayed all night. You want these stories here in Daniel 3 and Daniel chapter 6. He fasted and prayed the whole night. And he said, oh Daniel, servant of the Most High God, are you well? And he said, all's well, king. And when that king saw what God done for Daniel, and he realized that Daniel's God was a true God, he made a new petition. That no prayer could be asked or petition save of the God of Daniel. And those men, you know, those men that were against Daniel, they were thrown with their families and children into the fire furnace, and they were burned and consumed. Don't be afraid of your enemies today. Jesus Christ is the great I am. He's given you power over your enemies. Jesus says, I've given you power over scorpions and serpents. You'll trample upon them. They'll be ashes under the soles of your feet.
Amen.
Come with me for a moment while we read some scriptures. And I promise I won't keep as long this morning. Psalms 103. Praise God. Psalms 103. Praise God. Are you getting encouraged?
Amen.
I want you to be encouraged. We need to believe I am, not the I was. Psalms 103, listen to these wonderful words. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all thy iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases.
Amen.
Praise God. Who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord executeth righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. He made known his ways unto Moses, his acts unto the children of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and plenteous in mercy. He will not always chide, neither will he keep his anger forever. He hath not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. For as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward them that fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far have he removed children. Aren't you glad that children's children is left to you and me? God's righteousness is for us. That reminds me of Moses. And you of, sorry, Abraham. And when God spoke to Abraham, and God reminded Abraham of Moses and Isaac, and God reminded Abraham the wonderful things, and God appeared to Abraham in Genesis 18, and what does God say to Abraham when he appeared to Abraham? He said to Abraham, I am thy seed, shield of thy great reward. Walk thou before me and be thy perfect. I hear a lot of preachers saying you can't have perfection. Well, God said to Abraham, walk thy before me and be thy perfect. And if you're washed in the blood of Jesus Christ, that is your perfection. The blood of Jesus Christ perfects you. The Bible says we are perfected in Him.
Amen.
It washes all our sins away. It doesn't leave one. It cleanses us from all sin and from all unrighteousness. And Abraham prayed to God. And Abraham had a need. But Abraham knew he was working with the I am, not the I was. And God reminded Abraham of the past, what he'd done. To Moses, back way, sorry. But they were reminded when Abraham prayed to God. And God answered Abraham according to his need. And I'm going to tell you this morning that God will answer you according to your need. What's your need? God answered Abraham according to his need because he is the I am. I will be with thee. I will go before thee. Look at the beautiful things he said to Moses. As it was with Abraham, so will be with thee. He was with Moses in the cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night. He saw the personal presence of the Lord. And I want to tell you, Jesus Christ is not just a myth. Jesus Christ is not just a story in a book. But Jesus Christ is someone that's really real. And he said, I'm going away, but I'll send another comforter unto you that he may abide with you and be with you. And the Holy Spirit's here today. In his name. And he is the great I am. Turn in your Bibles to Isaiah 53. This is just to remind us for a moment before we go that he truly is I am that I was. Isaiah 53. Who hath believed our report, and to whom will the arm of the Lord revealed? For he shall grow before him as a tender plant and as a root on a dry ground. He hath no form nor comeliness. And when we see him, there is no beauty that we shall desire him. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows, and acquainted with grief. And we hid as it were our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes we are healed. All we the sheep have gone astray. We've turned every one to his own way. But the Lord hath laid upon him the iniquity of us all. 1 Peter 2:24, he his own self bore our sins on his body on the tree, that we being dead to sin should live unto righteousness. By his stripes ye were healed. Jesus paid for your healing on the cross. He paid for your salvation on the cross. He's paid for it. All you have to do is believe it and receive it. Turn with me to Matthew's Gospel. Matthew chapter 8. I want you to see the I am, not the I was. Matthew chapter 8, verse 2. And behold, there came a leper and worshipped him, saying, Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. A lot of people pray, if it's your Lord, Lord, if it's your will you heal me? You can never know God's will until you read the will. You need to read the will. And the New Testament is an English, old English word for will. Testament means will. And You know, a man said to a brother one time, he said you shouldn't pray for people to be healed. Mind me God's will. And the brother said, well, do you pray for your neighbour to be saved? And he says, sure do. And he says, why? It might be God's will to save him. And he says, oh, but the Bible says it's not God's will that any should perish, but that all should be saved. Well, the same Bible says in Mark 16, lay hands on the sick, and there's no stipulations, any sick. Even the unsaved sick, and the Lord will heal them.
Right.
And it doesn't matter if they're black or white, red or yellow, or whether they're Catholic, Protestant, I don't care what they are, Jesus Christ loves every one of them.
Yeah.
And can save and heal every single one of them.
Yes.
You don't find anywhere in the Bible black lives matter. What you find is every life matters.
Yeah.
Every single life matters to the Lord. God so loved the world, John 3:16.
Yes.
The Lord loves you this morning. And He is the great I Am.
Amen.
Mark 16. Let's remind ourselves of Mark 16. And you're listening well. Praise God. Let me read you from verse 15 of Mark 16. And He said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. And he that believeth not shall be damned. Verse 17. And these signs shall follow them that believe. If you believe, you've got the I Am, not the I Was. Who believes in the I Am this morning?
Yeah.
Praise God, not the I Was. In my name they shall cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick. And they shall. That's the word of God. That's His will. I'm reading the will. I'm not reading somebody's enthusiasm. I'm not reading some man with collars and cloaks' idea of how it should be. Dr. So-and-so. This is the word of God. This is the commission given to the church. And the commission given to the church 2,000 years ago is still the same this morning. Go ye. It's still the commission. Lay hands. The sex still the commission. Baptize is still the commission. Call upon the Lord and receive. Still part of it. The great I Am. Praise God. Let me take one more scripture and I'm closing. James chapter 5. James chapter 5. And I promised you I wouldn't hold you as long. James chapter 5. Verse 13. Is any sick among you? Is any among you afflicted? Let him pray. So ever before you think about the elders anointing oil or anything, you have permission to pray if you're sick. Is any among you afflicted? Other times all of us could be afflicted. Let him pray. You know, somebody even caught this disease, it's not afflicted. They can pray. And the Lord's going to heal them. Amen?
Yeah.
Is any among you afflicted? Let him pray. Is any merry? Let him sing psalms. Amen? Is any sick amongst you? Let him call for the elders of the church. Let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick. And the Lord shall raise him up. And if he has committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. Confess your faults. One killing another, the Catholic priest got this mixed up with sins. Doesn't say sins, it says faults. Confess your faults one to another. Pray one for another that ye may be healed. The effects of fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Elias was a man subject to like questions as we are, and he prayed earnestly that it might not rain, and it rained not on the earth by the space of 3 years and 6 months. And he prayed again, and the heaven gave rain, and the earth brought forth her fruit. What are you believing today? We have to believe I Am. I was, it's no use to me. I cannot go out till I'm same today in every aspect. His message never changes. His ministry never changes. His presence never changes. And His power never changes. He remains the same. What was His message when He was here on earth? He went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. That's what Jesus did when He was here. Well, He's never changed. You say that the Lord's not here, but He's promised to be with us. He said, I'm sending you another comforter in my name. He said, I'll never leave you. Sister, the Lord hasn't left you. Even when you feel alone, the Lord's with you. The Lord's near you. He's closer than the breath you breathe. You know, I was thinking two things. And I'm not saying for us to do it, but I'm just saying this. People say not to breathe near nobody, and we're doing whatever restrictions we can. These church, or a meter back from the other church, we're following whatever we're to follow. We appreciate that. But when Jesus was on earth, the Bible says He breathed on His disciples, and they received the Holy Ghost. Could you imagine saying to Jesus, don't touch nobody? And I just read you when He touched a leper. Now if you touch a leper, you're in for it. And yes, you know God sent you. But you know the Bible says of Jesus and the follower of Christ, the servant of Christ, here's what it says. As the Father sent me, so send I you. Is that the word of God? Yeah. If the Father sent Him and so send I you, then the same things Jesus said the church should do. Jesus sent the disciples out in Matthew 10 and He said, heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the leper. Freely you receive, freely give. That's the word of God. Amen. Believe God today. I am. Amen. The Lord's with you. Follow whatever we have to follow. We believe in that. But we believe we still need I am. Amen. When all else fails, I tell you, He can step in. And He can take over. Let's stand our feet this morning. And I appreciate each one that's here this morning. We're going to come back 4:30, those that are able. Bring a friend with you if you want. And we're going to have a gospel service tonight. It's going to be specifically to preach the gospel to the unsaved. And also next week, now listen, I know, if I can only get two people, I'm doing it. What I want next week, every single night, from 9 o'clock to 10 o'clock, I'm going to be here. I'm not saying everybody's to come, but I'm going to be here every night. The only night I won't get is Friday night, but I'll be every night. And we obviously have a prayer and Bible study on the Wednesday night, but every other night at 9 to 10, praying. We need to pray. The government's called no prayer meetings for this pandemic. Everything's been silent. They've called for lots of stuff. But there's never been one prayer meeting called. You know, when Big Ian Paisley was living, he would have done it. Sure he would. Now I know he had a great influence. A lot of people would have did it because of his influence. Now I'm not Ian Paisley. But for just a few of us, if we can come and pray, that God will move, even if there's only two or three. Every night, 9 to 10. There's people that need a real touch from God. We're going to be praying for them. And we need to pray that God will save all of our families, every single one of them. That God will bring them in and keep our children safe in these evil days. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Let's just bow our heads and close our eyes this morning. If there's someone here and you need a touch from the Lord, or you need to get right with God, I'm not going to call you forward anything or embarrass you, but every head's bowed, every eye closed, just raise your hand up to the Lord. God bless you, and I'm going to pray for you as we come to the close of the service. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Praise God. Be sincere. Be sincere if you are. I want you to call on the Lord if you aren't. I'm going to pray for you. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you that you are the great I am. You said, go and tell them, I am, have sent you. And you said, I will be with you when thou goest. Lord, morning. Father, I pray for the hands that's raised in this building. Lord, that you'll meet your every need. You'll deal with our hearts and deal with our lives. In the name of Jesus Christ, heal the sick and the afflicted, Lord, and raise them up to strength and health. In the name of Jesus. Father, you promised if we preach the true gospel, you will confirm it with signs, wonders, and following. And Lord, we believe in you this morning that you'll do it. Amen. In Jesus Christ's name. Amen. 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 God bless each and every one. God bless.
It's definitely good to be back this morning, wasn't it? And you know, probably we said there that James said it, we ought to confess our faults one to another. And you know, this morning I thought I had a problem. And you know, I didn't feel much like coming to church either. But didn't feel like singing. And you know, I really blessed her brother's testimony.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And I was blessed because, you know, he said he didn't feel like coming to church, and I didn't feel like coming to church either. You know, how you feel doesn't stop God, doesn't affect God. You know, because the Holy Ghost still moves.
Right.
And sometimes you're up, sometimes you're down. But God's always the same.
Hallelujah.
He never changes.
Absolutely.
No matter how you feel, no matter
thank you, Jesus.
Whether it's good, bad, or indifferent, he always remains the same.
Thank
you know what? He's faithful. And you know the Bible says, Tommy read it in that Psalms 103. I love that scripture. He has not rewarded us according to our iniquities.
Right.
No, the Lord just knows what we are. He remembers our frame that we are but dust.
Amen.
As far as the east is from the west, as far as he removed our transgressions from us.
Amen.
And it's good to see you. Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, thank you,
Jesus.
Oh, oh,
thank you, Jesus.
Oh, son.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, son.
Amen. God is good.
Amen.
Jesus. We sing that hymn, praise God. You know, even while I was thinking that, you know, Jesus didn't feel much like going to the cross when he prayed in agony.
That's right.
Say, Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done. You know, Jesus surrendered his will as a man to the Father's will. And even he endured the cross for us. Went there.
Amen.
No, none of us is facing a cross this morning. You know, sometimes your problems, you think they're digging in, all of a sudden they just disappear. They're insignificant. They don't matter at all.
Thank you, Jesus.
You know, what is wonderful, praise God, that the thing that was a problem, Jesus took care of it.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. It was taken care of.
Right.
He took it away.
Absolutely.
Praise God. Amen. The handwriting of ordinances which were against us. The Bible says which was contrary to us. Not some statement. He took them away, nailing them to his cross.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Can we sing that hymn? He healeth me of blessed truth.
Yes, amen.
Fire, 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 fire
opportunity to pray. It's been a long time since we've been together. Now we've been up this morning. You would like to pray. Just pray upon the Lord.
Broken. But Lord God, you're the one that can renew the broken
Jesus' name.